Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 22nd, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi. Here are our top stories this evening. Some Zimbabweans say President Mugabe and war veterans may be on a collision course following the president's attack on Minister Mutswangwa. These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. Some Harare residents say President Mugabe and war veterans may be on a collision course following the president's appeal for calm in the party last week. Despite the president's attack on war veterans, Minister Christopher Mutswangwa for allegedly convening an allegedly illegal meeting of the former liberation fighters, which was crushed by the police, war veterans appear to be backing the minister, said to be an ally of Vice President Mnangagwa, who is reportedly eyeing the presidential post. Our correspondent Patricia Mudadigwa reports from Harare.
In an informal street survey in Harare today, most interviewees said indications are that President Mugabe is no longer in control of the party and war veterans will take advantage of that to sidestep him. One of the residents, Abel Patsikadoa, said war veterans are now clearly backing Mutswangwa despite President Mugabe's remarks last Friday that his party will take stern action against the minister. We had organized an indaba to discuss the president's succession and related issues.
I doubt very much that they will listen to what President Mugabe said, because if you look at what's happening in ZANU-PF, I think the time now is gone when Mugabe's word was like the Bible. Because now if you look at what they're doing, Mugabe comes out, says one thing, the next day we see another thing. So because I think everybody is now looking after their own interests and they know Mugabe will be gone soon, so it's hard for them to continue listening to him because they know you won't be around for long.
Another resident, Tongai Machemeze, said it appears as if the war veterans do not want the president's wife, Grace Mugabe, to succeed him.
Yeah, from what I'm beginning to see, it appears as if the war veterans are no longer going to listen to Mugabe anymore. But now you would find that the war veterans, what they seem to be seeing now is Grace Mugabe dictating and through Robert Mugabe, and they are saying, no, we cannot take that. I think you saw what happened on Sunday, that the war veterans, after Mugabe's statement on Friday, they came out blasting Mugabe, saying that, no, we cannot accept what Mugabe is saying, because that's exactly what Grace Mugabe had already said previously.
Independent political analyst Ernest Mudzengi said it was now clear that the war veterans will have their way, but warned that what is of importance is how far their defiance will stretch before they are expelled from the ruling party.
So the war veterans, as indicated by their leadership, that is the leadership under Mutswangwa, and we are talking here in this case, Mr. Matema Danda, they have said they will stick to their guns. They have said that they will stick to their leader. The implication being that President Mugabe, in his address, enumerated that Chris Mutswangwa be removed as war veterans leader, because he actually said he misled the war veterans, but they are saying they are standing. So far, what they have done, if at all these guys are still the ones in total control of the war veterans camp, is to defy what the president said. But it now depends. The issue at stake is whether or not their defiance will last the stretch. I think that's the issue.
Victor Matema Danda, the Secretary General of the War Veterans, told a press conference on Sunday that they still recognize Mutswangwa as their legitimate leader and not Mandi Chimene, who kicked out the war veterans minister, claiming that he was backing Mnangagwa's alleged attempts to topple the president.
Comrade Mutswangwa was not elected by these people who are here. He was elected by the war veterans in Zimbabwe, all over. And we cannot decide. But as far as we are concerned, as war veterans, Mutswangwa is our chairman. He has attempted to serve, and he is leading us well. We have provincial chairpersons here because they're in support of him. And we are receiving messages. People are saying, okay, if other quotas do not want Mtsangwa, the war veterans will continue with him.
Meanwhile, the war veterans have won an interim order from the High Court barring Chimene, who is also the Manicaland resident minister, from acting on behalf of the Zimbabwe Liberation War Veterans Association. Chimene was declared chairperson of the war veterans by another rival faction that is believed to be aligned to the so-called Generation 40, which is fighting the alleged Mnangagwa faction group known as Team Lacoste to succeed Mr. Mugabe. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.
Thanks, Patricia. Controversial war veterans Jablani Sbanda says there's too much confusion in ZANU-PF now compared to the time when he was expelled from the party with several other senior officials for allegedly attempting to topple President Robert Mugabe.
The president lost control of the party a long time ago. It could have been some times when he benefited from running two functions, because this divide and rule policy has worked, but only people fail to understand that it does not work so permanently. But you see, there was no way you could afford to have two functions run concurrently in one party and nothing happens. When the stage when there was this weasels and gamma talks, the president was not supposed to tolerate that. But maybe he felt that when the people are divided under him, then he becomes the source that brings that party together. But it failed to work so. And then he worked with the other function, which had invited maybe his wife, and then it became glorious to his eyes to work with that function and get rid of half of the party. But now that half that remained in the party has now been divided in new terminologies, La Costa and the General 40 or the Gay 40, whatever they call them. I don't know what the G stands for. But what really I know for sure is that they don't represent any generation.
Now, looking at what you're saying about the war veterans meeting last week, do you think that the war veterans are going to heed the president's calls to actually unite and, you know, do something differently? And at the end of the day, it seems as if Mtsangwa has now won a court case in which he's going to be still the war veterans leader. So what is going to happen briefly here, Mr. Swand?
No. I don't think what the president said, he apologized to the war veterans. He never apologized for the 50 Brigade. He apologized for a tear gas and some Jambok to war veterans. But he never apologized for more than 35,000 people that were killed by the 50 Brigade. He never apologized by those pregnant women that bayonets cut through their tummies and the children and the fetus inside was considered to be dissidents. He never apologized for that. Jambok, people that were put into prison, it's not detention. He never apologized for that. Look out, Masube, commander of Zebra, who died in his cells. He never apologized for that. So that apology, surely, is just the wind.
And that was war veteran and expelled ZANU-PF member Jablani Sbanda speaking there with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Bulawayo. ZANU-PF spokesperson Simon Kayamoyo was not reachable for comment as he was not responding to calls on his mobile phone.